Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Who'd ever imagine that we would let it come to this, where now the Israeli Navy is preparing and training for the scenario if ISIS was to take over one of their naval ships? And we're talking about a country that its widest point is like 70 miles wide, and you lose one of your Navy ships to ISIS? Well, they're training with that scenario right now. As a matter of fact, take a look.
With ISIS affiliate fighters in the Egyptian Sinai near Eilat, the Israeli Navy has exercised a scenario in which ISIS fighters take over an Israeli ship. The exercise included Israeli naval combat soldiers, mission ships, and the Shayat 13 naval commandos, who were responsible for the extraction of hostages aboard the hijacked ship. The threat of ISIS in the Sinai has increased over the past year. This is evidenced by the recent downing of an Egyptian civilian aircraft in the Sinai desert. In order to combat this threat, the Navy's response must be rapid and in complete coordination with the police and Magdan David Adam in Eilat in the event of an incident. Major exercises of this sort take place a few times a year. Each exercise prepares the Navy for operations in a different maritime theater. Previously, they have trained for operations in Israel's north, preparing for the threat of Hezbollah, as well as off the coast of Gaza. To counter the threat of infiltration by enemy divers, the Israeli Navy is building an underwater fence near the Princess Hotel in Eilat and near the Tabah crossing.
It's amazing what they're having to do to be able to defend themselves.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to be standing with Israel.
Absolutely.
We're supposed to be standing with them. And we're thinking about a cappuccino or who's going to be. It's important who our next president is. They need to be able to stand with Israel. The future of America weighs in the balance in regards to, you know, ever how we stand with Israel, that's what our future is going to be like. And they're having to go through a scenario. Their Navy, a small country like like Israel, has having to go through what happens if ISIS takes over one of our ships. And we could have destroyed ISIS, reports are by our leaders, our former generals, General Boykin and others. We could have dealt with them all along. Even the Peshmerga up in northern Iraq, they said they could have done it if we would have armed them.
They had eyes on the actual supply line where they saw ISIS moving.
Right, and you saw it in 6 days in Iraq right here on VFN TV. But understand that the very fact, if ISIS touches one of their ships, you know, America allowed that to happen. So our prayers go out to the Israelis and the Israeli Defense Force. And it matters who you choose to be as a leader for our country in the next election cycle coming up. It needs to be someone who stands up for God, who stands up for Israel, who stands up for the original tent of our nation.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.